Basically, I campaign against all of the propositions in the referendum, not because we didn't want it, but because there wasn't sufficient awareness created, there wasn't sufficient education, and the citizens of Liberia did not understand the implications, the advantages and disadvantages of all of the propositions that were inserted in the referendum. Additionally, we did not understand what it will mean by reducing the presidential term from 6 years to 5 years. And so we voted against it. We campaigned against it. And the Liberian people listened to the opposition. It shows that we were not prepared for the referendum. It shows that next time when we are engaging into a process of having a referendum, we should abide by the laws, give sufficient information to our people and educate them sufficiently so that they can understand what it will mean to change the constitution or to amend the constitution.
But some people argue that you just opposed for opposition's sake and did not negotiate with the government or did not engage the government to try to address some of your concerns in the run-up to the referendum. How do you respond to that?
That information is absolutely wrong. We did engage the government. As a matter of fact, we wrote several communications to the government and we even communicated with the National Elections Commission in order to have a roundtable discussions on how to proceed with the propositions in the referendum. We were not listened to. We even took the case to the Supreme Court of Liberia. We argued first that the propositions were bundled, eight propositions into three. The Supreme Court listened to us. We also filed a bill of information that because now the propositions were being unpacked or unbundled, we needed a 1 year period to provide education for our people. We needed a 1 year period to provide sufficient awareness, and the government did not listen to us. So, as a matter of fact, from the Unity Party, the entire idea of the referendum started from our administration. So there was no need to have opposed it, but we wanted things done the right way.
Ms. Ali, some people also say that the opposition was not upfront with Liberians by arguing in some instances that the amendment to the Constitution would have enabled President Weah to sit more than 2 terms in office. Do you think the accusations are justified?
Well, like I said from the beginning, there was a whole lot of confusion around this particular proposition by reducing the term of the presidency from 6 to 5 years. And we needed to have clear understanding on that. We needed to have a proper discussion with the government to come up to a single conclusion. But again, when this issue was raised, the government decided not to listen to us. And so we did not have the understanding. The lawyers were all interpreting that in the very different ways. And we were depending on the lawyers. We were depending on the courts. We were depending on the government to have a conversation in order to come up with a conclusion on what this will mean. So we did not have that understanding, and we could not have ventured into or supporting a proposition that would definitely cause chaos into the country. You know, make President Weah to say he wants a third term. But let me say this very quickly. We do not even believe that President Weah is going to get a second term. We are going to work very hard to ensure that he becomes a one-term president.
Analysts say there were clear evidence that some leaders of your party supported Weah when he was in opposition to become president. So what changed?
During the 2017 elections, people in opposition bloc in the second round decided to support Weah because they had thought that Mr. Weah was going to be a good president based on the promises he had made, based on the promise of change. But right after taking over the presidency, what we've seen there was massive corruption, President Weah acquiring personal properties like never before, his ministers refusing to declare their assets, and they also acquiring properties. Civil servants have been deprived of taking salaries on time, and they've been marginalized, they've been silenced in their workplaces. So the opposition leaders have basically seen all of these things, and they love their country. They know that it is now worth supporting a president or a government who is not in the interest of the people, who is not living up to the promises that he made during the campaign period.